With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. Embassy staff in Israel being urged to quickly leave the country amid the threat of a possible U.S. military strike over the country's refusal to give up its nuclear weapons ambition. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says he is not entirely happy with the way that the negotiations have been going.
The president told reporters he's not thrilled that Iran hasn't agreed to U.S. demands as the two countries hold negotiations over Iran's nuclear program. He said he's not happy, but we'll see what happens after additional talks. Tensions remain high after indirect talks in Geneva on Thursday failed to reach a breakthrough and as American forces gather in the region. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, Bill Clinton says he did nothing wrong with Jeffrey Epstein as he faces a grilling over their relationship.
Former Secretary of State and former First Lady Hillary Clinton testified yesterday. James Comer is the committee chair.
Ms. Clinton deferred a lot of questions to her husband today. We already had a big portfolio of questions for him, and that increased yesterday.
Robert Garcia is the top Democrat on the committee. He wants to hear from President Trump.
He appears in the Epstein files next to Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, almost more than anybody else. So it's time for the president to answer questions about why files are missing from the DOJ, why there's been a White House cover-up.
Today's hearing is behind closed doors. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump says he is not pleased with the deposition of former President Clinton.
I don't like seeing him deposed, but, you know, they certainly went after me a lot more than that. I like him. And I don't like seeing him deposed.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down by 658 points, the NASDAQ off 296, and the S&P 500 off 57. This is SRN News. Christians continue to leave Syria.
According to the annual report from Global Christian Relief, quote, 2025 produced another sharp downturn. Syria, once home to well over a million Christians, saw a renewed wave of departures. In the wake of the civil war, fewer than 300,000 remain. The new Syrian government, which is made up of men who belong to a Muslim terrorist group, vows to respect religious freedom and pluralism, but apparently not many Christians believe it. Michael Harrington reporting.
The states are deciding what their abortion policies will be in the wake of the 2022 Dobbs decision, and a number of them are putting the question directly to the voters. In 2024, voters in seven states passed measures to protect abortion, while similar amendments failed in three states. As many as four more states, including Virginia and Nevada, may put abortion questions on the fall ballot this year. This is SRN News. The U.S. will investigate a deadly shooting off of Cuba's coast. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
Cuba says the people on the boat fired at soldiers first, injuring a Cuban officer. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
It is highly unusual to see shootouts in open sea like that. It's not something that happens every day. It's something, frankly, that hasn't happened with Cuba in a very long time. But we're going to find out. We're not going to base our conclusions on what they've told us.
The Cuban government says the people on the speedboat were Cubans living in the U.S., and that at least two of them are wanted by Cuban authorities, quote, in connection with acts of terrorism, end quote. I'm Donna Warder.
Defense Secretary Hegseth says scouting America will alter several policies to maintain support from the U.S. military. The changes include a requirement that members use biological sex at birth, not gender identity. More details at SRNnews.com.